What are some ways to cope with stress? Whenever I am stressed, I usually do something with my hands or anything that will distract my brain. For example, I read, write short stories, write poetry, draw, ride my bike, listen to music, or do absolutely anything that will make me concentrate. As long as I do something that will warm my brain to concentration, the stressful thoughts leave. However, how does this help? Reading and writing help the mind focus on what is set before it. For example, when reading a paragraph, the brain's main focus is on the words. While at first there will be stray thoughts looming at the back of the mind, those will start to fade midway through the paragraph. This is because the brain is focusing on the words and not on any noise. Meanwhile, writing is a different story. When writing something new, the imagination must take effect. Thus, the mind will either take thoughts coursing through your mind at that very moment and put them into the story or push for something completely different. The same can be said about poetry. However, in this case, your feelings would speak loudly due to that is what your mind will be wholly focused on. The main difference between writing a story and writing poetry is how the words hold meaning. How can drawing help with stressful thoughts or feelings? While I was drawing the other day, I noticed how in a way I was distracting myself and yet focusing entirely on both my artwork as well as what I was struggling with. That may seem confusing, but it is true. I was able to draw my watermelon while thinking about what was bothering me in a mature way. Instead of being the queen of chaos like I usually am when I am stressed, I remained calm and thought through the issue. As I mentioned before, keeping your hands busy while thinking is an accurate way of managing feelings while getting something done. Even if someone is not the best artist, this is an excellent way to sort through stressful feelings and thoughts. Along with riding and drawing, biking is a stress reliever. While you are biking, your mind makes sure to focus on the road, but your thoughts continue to roam freely. However, being that you have to pay attention to the road, your mind is also somewhat distracted. This will allow stressful thoughts to seep in every now and again, but your mind will block out the less important ones and focus on what is bothering you. Lastly, listening to music can become a stress reliever because it channels emotions into what you're listening to. I'm not sure if this can be said for everyone. Let me explain this a bit further. Whenever I listen to music, it suits my mood. I channel what I'm thinking about and feeling into the lyrics as well as the melody. This allows me to work through my emotions instead of blocking everything out. Whenever stress takes over the body, it acts like a parasite. It feeds on the emotions and grows stronger. This is why it is better to get feelings out in some way, shape, or form, whether it be drawing, writing, or listening to music. This is Shay Goodrow-Kangas for 8 to 18 Media.